In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. On this show, we've talked with guests such as Kent Bain, Matthew Deluz, and Peter Shampoo, who have exposed the occult spell continually cast onto human hearts and minds to influence, to bend the will away from grace, away from all that is proper and wholesome, that supports a thriving life close to God. The basic components of this ancient dark practice is astrology, numerology, and sacred geometry. Kent Bain had brilliantly used astrology and sacred geometry to expose numerological predictions of dates and events such as the beginning of the current Great Age of Satan. Matthew Deluz and Peter Shampoo focused on nefarious parasitic influences emanating from the confluence of ley line energy, monuments, and sacred geometry. Our guest, Zachary Hubbard, has been studying the effects of this occult practice for the last 20 years, specifically numerology and gematria, the Kabbalistic code of letters and numbers. You've often heard the phrase, learn to code. Well, Zach Hubbard has learned to decode, and he's been teaching those who want to learn through social media and his site, GematriaEffect.news. He's the author of Number Games, 9/11 to Coronavirus, and the book Letters and Numbers, How English's Numerical Code Reveals the Scripting of History, Election, Rigged Sports, and more. Zachary Hubbard, welcome to Another News.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, most listeners on some level know there's a hidden script, a code, running beneath our cultural narrative, but haven't got the time to go deep into it. Please tell listeners what brought you to begin learning about gematria and numerology, and then what was it that made you continue to go further into it?
Yes, I was 18 years old. It was 2001, and it was on the date that most of us will remember, September 11th. And nothing sat right with me about the official story that day. And I thought, what are the odds of a national emergency on 9/11 of all days? So I started to look into things, and quickly I found out that 911 was made the national emergency dialing code in the year 1968, which is the same year World Trade Center's construction began in New York City. It's also the year George W. Bush graduated from the well-known secret society at Yale, Skull and Bones. It's also the year that 2001, A Space Odyssey, the film, came out by Stanley Kubrick. It's the year the New York Jets had their only Super Bowl winning season. They did win the Super Bowl at the beginning of 69, but it was the 68 season. You might recall after 9/11, it was the Patriot Act and then the emergence of the greatest football team there ever was, the New England Patriots. Boeing debuted their jumbo jetliner in 68. Of course, it was all Boeing planes, supposedly, on 9/11. And a number of other things. 1968, very interesting year if you look into it. Major political assassinations. Coronavirus was coined that year. Fentanyl was approved by the FDA. But anyhow, I didn't have quite the thing about coronavirus and fentanyl back then, but I saw all the things from 1968 that fit in with what happened on September 11th, 2001. And I noticed that was 33 years before 2001. And of course, that's a special number to Freemasonry. At least the Scottish Rite, where the highest degree's 33, and you start to look into that, they have a headquarters in Washington, D.C., known as the Masonic City. The outside of that building has 33 columns that are each 33 feet tall. Etched on that temple is the phrase, all is number, from Pythagoras. If you study this subject of gematria, or gematria, which traces back to Kabbalah, traditionally Jewish mysticism, you find that the Greeks were also into this study, including Pythagoras. They gave it a different name. It's called isopsephy in Greek. But that was my start. And I noticed after 9/11, there were recurring numbers in the news just constantly. And it always bothered me because I was like, why are the same numbers always in the news story? Numbers like 33 and 47. And it took me until I was age 30 to find the answer. And I found an excerpt of Manly P. Hall's The Secret Teachings of All Ages, where he talks about this code of numbers behind the English language. And what had just recently happened in history, I was a school teacher at the time of the Sandy Hook school shooting, and I was reminded of 9/11 when Sandy Hook happened. I was actually working at a private school in Washington State. A lot of the parents there worked at Microsoft, and a lot of stay-at-home parents in those families, and it was amazing. By the end of the school day, the school was nearly empty because there was so much fear on TV that the parents had come and picked up probably, I'd say, about 75% of the students before the school day had even ended. But I noticed when I got home and started watching the news, and it went on for weeks, they would always mention that Adam Lanza, the shooter of Sandy Hook, weighed 112 pounds. And I thought, why does this detail even matter, 112 pounds? I mean, seems like the least important thing they could possibly say, but every news story had to go with it. You can look to this day, you can do a Google search for Adam Lanza, 112 pounds. You'll see that all the media was sure to report on it. And again, it got me looking back into what it was about numbers, and that's when I found the Manly P. Hall passage from, again, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and he laid out how the most simple cipher of numbers behind the English letters was A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, up to Z is 26. And back then, I did all my research by hand in a notebook. I wrote out the alphabetic order, numbered each letter, and spelled out Sandy Hook, and noticed it added up to 112. And I said, how about that? 112. I looked a little bit more into it. I saw Adam Lanza was born on April 22nd, the 112th day of the year. I started to think about it a little bit more. I thought, his initials, A is the first letter, L is the 12th. His initials are like 112. I noticed they compared it to the Dunblane massacre in the UK, which got gun rights taken away, which was also the targeting of first graders at an elementary school in a shooting. And that shooting happened on a date with 112 numerology. And as we'll get to, that number is also very specific to a certain order that operates in 112 nations, and that's the Jesuits. But anyway, that's the short of how I got into this and how I eventually figured out what I pretty much report on every single day now.
And what you're continuing to unmask is part of the occult spell cast on society. How powerful of an influence are these practices, and how does gematria and numerology play a role?
Sure. Again, it's right in the language. Spells, spelling. If you study Kabbalah, there's a good half and a dark half. And if you're familiar with the Bible, Genesis 3:2-2 mentions the tree of life, knowing good and evil. The tree of life is the physical model for Kabbalah. Again, Kabbalah is where the study of gematria comes from. If you look into the Book of Formation, it's a Kabbalistic text. On the opening page, it says, God created the world with numbers, letters, and words. Anyhow, that passage about knowing good and evil. The good half is commonly studied. The evil half has to do with sorcery. It's known as the clip-off. And again, you start to look into it. It is sorcery through spell casting and involving these very things, including the practice of coding numbers into words. And if you start to pay attention to mainstream media, which every day carries this low vibration, it's so often fear-based, you'll notice that day after day, the stories are numerically encoded. So how powerful is it? Honestly, I couldn't answer that question, but I've always thought society was under a spell. I'm always amazed at how they just march along with the news. 9/11, you know, I was 18 years old at the time, and I thought everybody needed to go back to high school and retake physics because the way the buildings came down didn't make any sense. The latest, you know, pandemic, everything we knew about science just was thrown out the window. All of a sudden, these little cheap masks were the thing to keep us safe from the biological hazard, yet there were no biohazard waste bins anywhere in society. Masks and hand gel everywhere, but no biohazard waste bins. This past week, we can get into a little bit later, they're telling you about the hero cops in Nashville who are storming through a building that's clearly empty. And Again, they broadcast this stuff on TV, and seemingly they don't expect anyone to question it when everything about it should be questioned. So the spell is real, and is it the gematria that has everybody under the spell? Possibly, but I couldn't make that claim. But yeah, I would agree that society is under some kind of spell.
Zach, I wonder about that, if it is the gematria subconsciously programming people. There's something about the numbers, in addition to other factors within the larger hypnosis. But I think the way you've continually peeled back the layers to show your audience the code behind news events, I think it's really important. Now, you started to go into some background on the history of letters and numbers as an occult practice. Can you continue going further back, please?
Okay, so they say this study traces all the way back to Babylon. And from my research, it seems that the system that I'm routinely exposing goes back to the 16th century. Well, let's go back even before the 16th century. They say after the Crusades, the Knights Templar, who served the Catholic Church, brought this knowledge back to the church in Europe. And again, Kabbalah, the Cabal, they say that's kind of when the Cabal was formed, sometime after the Crusades. And in the 16th century, in response to the Protestant Reformation, the Jesuit order was created, which is the current military order of the Catholic Church. If you look at their logo, it has the Templar cross in the middle of it. But in the 16th century, we got the Gregorian calendar, which we're now on, named after the Pope. And again, the code's very simple. Pope. P is the 16th letter of the alphabetic order. O's the 15th. P's the 16th. E's the 5th. Add up those letters as numbers. Pope equals 52. We have a 52-week calendar named after the Pope. But in the 16th century, you get the Jesuits. And then following the Jesuits, by some centuries, or decades, I mean, in the 16th century, the Gregorian calendar rolls out. English is standardized with the 26-letter alphabet we use today and all of the vowels we use today. The heliocentric model is agreed to, which says the sun's at the center of it all. Here we're on this calendar that is largely solar-based, the Catholic Church worshiping on Sunday. Just to make a point about how this really all comes together with the language and the calendar. The Catholic Church, again, all roads lead to Rome. The Catholic Church has celebrated the sun's birthday on December 25th since the year 274 AD. The Jesuit motto, Iesus Hominum Salvator, adds up to 274. 46 years later, the Catholic Church began celebrating Jesus' birthday in the year 320 AD, 46 years later, also on December 25th. Roman Catholic Church has a gematria of 320. So 274 goes back to the sun's birthday on 1225. 320 goes to Jesus' birthday. That's a difference of 46 years. The word Catholic also has a gematria of 46, which is relevant, of course, in this nation. JFK, the first Catholic president, was assassinated at age 46. The second Catholic president is Joe Biden, who was elected exactly 46 weeks after the Pope's birthday, something we were screaming out to the world a year before it happened. Of course, Joe Biden also lost his son, Beau Biden, shortly before the election at age 46. But anyhow, in the 16th century, it seems obvious to me that they synced up the language with the calendar, and it paid tribute to history's past. And what I've been tracing is the 16th century forward, pretty much all of world history. Well, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of it, what makes it into the his storybooks is by the numbers. And it's very easy to see with the United States of America from the beginning up to the present.
Now, events such as false flags, mass shootings, explosions, attacks on politicians, critical infrastructure sabotage, sports, as you've pointed out, such as football, soccer, and baseball, all have significant trails of numbers that can be tracked and reduced. Would you tell listeners, please, about your general overview of how you might begin to look at the gematria numerology for such events?
Gematria, as we talked about, it's as simple as ABC is 1, 2, 3. The most simple code is known as simple English gematria, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, up to Z, the 26 letters, 26. If you just use the alphabetic order, if you write out simple, it equals 74. If you write out English, it equals 74. If you write out gematria, it's 74. Special number, holiday, equals 74. Kind of like how this nation's birthday is 74. The word Masonic is 74. So is the word Jewish, 74. Again, traditionally, this is Jewish knowledge, part of Jewish mysticism, Kabbalah. And Masonry does have a nickname. It's Judaism for the Gentile. And that's because a lot of its teachings are based in the Old Testament of the Bible. But by the way, with regards to the Catholic 46 example I just made, there are 46 books in the Catholic Old Testament. We'll come back to that. But 74 is a very special number. There's a song out there called Gematria, the Killing Name. The word killing adds up to 74 in the most simple cipher. So does stabbing. And the Ides of March is the 74th day of the year to remember the killing of Julius Caesar by stabbing. If you look into this nation's history, three of the first five U.S. presidents were killed on July 4th. Or in the history books, it doesn't say they were killed, but they died. Jefferson and Adams both died on 7-4, 1826, and then 1826 days later, Monroe died on 7-4. Those were the second, third, and fifth presidents. If you write out the Society of Jesus, it equals 235. And that's the formal title of the Jesuits. 235 is an interesting number because with regards to the Catholic Church originally being a sun cult, those numbers do pertain to the sun. The measurements of the tropics, which measure the solstices, which measure the sun, they're at 23.5 degrees north and south, 23.5, 235. The Masonic compass out of the Scottish Rite of France, they set the compass at 47 degrees, meaning each leg is kicked out 23.5 degrees off center. And for people who don't know, the modern Freemasonry is a Jesuit creation, especially the Scottish Rite. This pattern of 74 just persists all throughout history. In fact, last year, what was the story on July 4th? We had another mass shooting story by the numbers, and it was blamed on a Jewish rapper. Rapper is another word that equates to 74, fateful number all throughout hip-hop history. I know you do your show in New York. When Notorious B.I.G. died, he died a span of 74 days from his birthday. A number that follows death closely is 74. There's a song out there by the band Slipknot called Gematria, the Killing Name. Again, Gematria and Killing, both 74 in the most simple cipher. The next cipher that you really want to know is the alphabetic order with numerology. If you write out Independence Day, it equals 74 in that cipher. Again, going with how we write our Independence Day, 7/4. I should have also mentioned that in the most simple cipher, in light of all of this going back to Rome and the Catholic Church and the Society of Jesus, who are the Jesuits, just with the most simple cipher, Jesus, cross, Messiah, gospel, parables, they all equal 74. And for people who are not familiar, the gospel is the story of Jesus. Jesus spoke in parables, which are riddles. Okay, so then the next cipher you would want to know is the alphabetic order with numerology. Very important cipher. And then the other half of the code is just running the alphabetic order in reverse. Z is 1 back to A is 26, and running the alphabetic order in reverse with numerology. So you're doing the same thing forwards and backwards. And for example, the word Catholic equals 35 with numerology when you run it forwards, 46 when you run it in reverse with numerology. JFK, number 35, the first Catholic president, killed at age 46. JFK also born on the 149th day of the year, which is the 35th prime. He beat Nixon 305 days after Nixon's birthday. By the way, Richard Nixon equals 74 with numerology, resigned by the numbers in 74. The day that Gerald Ford took over, his birth name from Ford's birthday to the day he took over matched his name, Gematria. These same types of rituals all throughout history. When Nixon undid the gold standard, he did do that on the Jesuit order's birthday as well, August 15th. Anyhow, Catholic, 35 forwards, 46 in reverse. As we just said, Joe Biden became number 46, elected exactly 46 weeks after the Pope's birthday. He was also inaugurated on the Pope's 35th day of his age. Words like I equal 35 and 46 forwards and backwards, as does Holy See, which is what the Catholic Church rules over. The word I in the most simple Eifer. E's the fifth letter. Y's the 25th. E's the fifth. 35. The I went on the dollar bill in 35. And what's written around the I in the pyramid? Words in Latin, the language of Rome. In the Bible, Genesis 3:5 is about the eyes of God. Anyhow, you take this simple code, you just start to see why days are what they are, why this nation's birthday is 7-4. Again, all roads lead to Rome. You run the alphabetic order in reverse, Roman is 74, like the nation's birthday. London, once a Roman stronghold, London 74. So, wanted to make sure that we understand how the ciphers work. Coming back to Catholic, if you run the alphabetic order in reverse, the word Catholic adds up to 145, again with numerology 46. In the Catholic Bible, there's 46 books in the Catholic Old Testament and 145 more chapters. Okay, that's kind of the groundwork for how the gematria works. Gematria is also paired with date numerology in this study. And the big story this week is Donald Trump and the indictment. So the date that Trump was indicted, March 30th, 2023. One of the paths in date numerology is 3 plus 30 plus 20 plus 23, which adds up to 76, just adding up the date as parts. And in gematria, Donald John Trump equals 76. So does Skull and Bones, 76, the powerful secret society out of Yale. George W. Bush, the last Skull and Bones president, his birthday is July 6, 7-6, as is another famous Skull and Bones member, Daniel Coit Gilman, who founded the Johns Hopkins, and Daniel Coit Gilman also equals 76. But when Trump was indicted on the 76 date numerology, it was also 76 days before his upcoming birthday, June 14th. And he was indicted for the Stormy Daniels hush money. Well, what day is Stormy Daniels' birthday? March 17th, the 76th day of the year. Her full name in gematria adds up to 383, which is the 76th prime number. Following the Skull and Bones theme, again, most people when they think of Skull and Bones, they think of the number 322. Last week, Trump put out a tweet that he was going to be arrested on March 22nd over this, which was interesting because it wasn't just the date March 22nd, it was also 322 weeks on the nose from him becoming president of the United States, January 20th, 2017. If you're not aware of this already, go out and look at how many times Donald Trump has referenced himself as Batman. Trump has referred to himself as Batman many of times. Last week, the week that he said he was going to be arrested, the New York Post put out a story about how when Trump is indicted, he'll be taken to the same courthouse in Manhattan where they're filming the latest Joker movie. Of course, Joker has to do with Batman. In gematria, Joker equals 76. And what's funny is the last Batman movie, the man who played Batman, Trump's indictment on March 30th was on his 322nd day of his age, 322. And for people who do not know this, if you want to go back and look this up, it's easy to find on the web these days, but the 33rd episode of the original Batman TV series, in that episode, there's a dialogue moment where there's a dinner party and some people are looking at a portrait of Bruce Wayne's grandfather, Batman's grandfather, and they said, "Did you know that Bruce Wayne's grandfather was in Skull and Bones?" And the other person says, "Oh, he wasn't just in Skull and Bones. He founded Skull and Bones." So there's a long documented history with Yale, Skull and Bones. And then you have Trump saying all these years that he's Batman. And there's been a number of rituals up to this point. But this is the biggest one yet. And again, just through understanding this simple little code, you can see how his name equates with Skull and Bones. Again, why the story breaks on the date numerology, why 76 days from his birthday, how it's so perfect with Stormy Daniels. Just before we went on the air, the headline just emerged that Trump is going to turn himself in on April 4th, this coming Tuesday. That's funny because the day that he first tweeted about being arrested was the day after Stormy Daniels' 44th birthday. Donald Trump was number 45, but Grover Cleveland was the first split-term president we had. that he messed the count up. So every president since then has been a number higher than the actual count of people who've been president. So Donald Trump was the 44th person to be president, despite being number 45. But again, he tweeted the day after Stormy Daniels' 44th birthday that he'd be arrested. And now he is going to turn himself in on 4-4. And then that goes back to the Joker thing, because Joaquin Phoenix, who is the Joker in these films and the one that's being filmed right now at the same courthouse, when the Joker film came out in 2019, that's how old Joaquin Phoenix was. He was 44 years old. And later that same month that the movie released, he turned 45, which is funny because, of course, Donald Trump, number 45. Bruce Wayne in Gematria equals 45, who's Batman, and Trump keeps referring to himself as Batman. But yeah, you learn this knowledge, you see through the jokes, and you see that there's a very fine line between Hollywood and what's presented as reality. A lot of people didn't catch it, but back in 2016, when the election was called for Trump, it was in the early hours of November 9th, which was the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. And in Gematria, Berlin Wall equals 45 forwards, 63 in reverse, which is interesting because 2016 is the 63rd triangular number. That means if you had 1 through 63, it equals 2016. But Trump, who ran on building a wall, gets called the 45th president-elect on the anniversary of the fall of the wall. And consider that Make America Great Again was Ronald Reagan's campaign slogan. Like Trump, he was an actor and then became a politician. And of course, again, Reagan told Mr. Gorbachev to tear down that wall. Trump said build that wall, but then becomes president-elect on the anniversary of its fall. So again, you learn this news, you just see all the little rituals that they do day after day. They've been syncing Trump up with everything from that to WWE matches to Super Bowl outcomes. And a lot of this stuff we've been able to call in advance. But yeah, I hope I answered your question in that long response.
Zachary Hubbard, who runs the site GematriaEffect.news, yes, you did answer the question, and I can tell that would keep unraveling and unraveling. There was a shooting event. You had posted a video about a recent one where the shooter had different shoes on in the photographs that were published online. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. And just before I get into that, there was one more thing I needed to say about the Trump Batman thing, because it's important. So the latest Batman film that came out, the big climax of the film is on the date November 5th. And that's a very special day to the Jesuits. It's Guy Fawkes Day, the day he tried to blow up British Parliament in history. And just so people know, the Jesuits, again, they're the modern military order of the Catholic Church. That's why they have the Templar Cross. We were talking about Skull and Bones with Trump. Skull and Bones gets their symbolism from how the Knights Templar buried their dead in an ossuary. And also the Knights Templar are modeled after, or excuse me, not the Knights Templar, but Skull and Bones is modeled after the secret societies of Bavaria. And of course, the most famous of those is the Illuminati, founded by the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt. So anyhow, November 5th is important that movie ends on that date, because the upcoming 2024 election is on November 5th. And Donald Trump, when he took office, with the 115th Congress. This is back in 2017. And then he went on the thank you tour in Gematria. Thank you equals 115. In this case, he's in trouble for hush money. Hush money equals 115. And think about that number in light of the date, November 5th, as we write in the U.S., 115/11/5. Also, he's going to be turning himself in on a Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, exactly 83 weeks before the election. Election equals 83. And sometimes they call Donald Trump the Donald. The Donald is nicknamed the Donald equals 83. 83 is the 23rd prime number. Here we are in 2023. Donald Joker Tuesday. They all have the Gematria 23. So again, this entire ritual is synced up with the upcoming election. And then the man who's indicted Trump is Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg, Donald Trump, indictment. All three of those words are the exact same in Gematria, forwards and backwards. 48 forwards, 60 in reverse. The upcoming presidential election is the 60th election. So this whole thing is a narrative that we'll be following all the way up to November 5th, 2024, no doubt about it. If you turned on Fox News the day of the indictment, every host was on the same talking point. This is why you got to come out and support Trump. You got to vote for him in the next election. This is a witch hunt. And with regards to the witch hunt, let's now transition to what you just asked me about, the Nashville shooting where Sabrina, the teenage witch, was reportedly on the scene, even helping rescue the children. Again, news by the numbers day after day. That was the 86th day of the year that the shooting happened at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is on the 86th Meridian West. So a shooting on the 86th day of the year on the 86th Meridian West. For the record, that news cycle that day began with the big protest in Israel. The man leading the protest, his name equaled 86 in Gematria. The police chief who was in charge of the scene in Nashville, John Drake. John Drake equals 86 in Gematria. The woman who owned the school who was reportedly killed, her name in Gematria equaled 86. When you think of 86, it's not a very nice number. You think of Hiroshima on 86. It's a number that has to do with death. Words like human sacrifice and blood sacrifice equal 86. Also on that day, the other big news story was all the migrants who burned up in Ciudad Juarez, who essentially got 86'd. And for a clear parallel between what happened in Nashville and what happened in Ciudad Juarez, the name of the building where the migrants burned up, the name of that building in Gematria added up to 135. They put out two body cam videos of the police officers who were supposedly the heroes in Nashville. Both of their names in Gematria equaled 135. And the man who got more attention was Rex Engelberger. And if you've seen the news stories, they even talk about how he's Jesuit educated. He went to Loyola Academy in Chicago. Well, both of those stories came exactly 135 days after the Superior General's birthday, Arturo Sosa, born November 12th, 1948. He is the leader of the Jesuit order. And things like this go on day after day. Stories that are perfectly synced with the Superior General and the Pope. The Pope's birthday is 35 days after the Superior General's, December 17th. From his birthday to the shooting was 100 days, and the shooter's name, Audrey Elizabeth Hale, equals 100. And most of the media just referred to her as Audrey Hale, something we've talked about for years. But again, transgender is a real term, and they did refer to Audrey Hale as a transgender shooter. And keep in mind, the week before, Tucker Carlson on his program, you know, a lot of people think this guy's the hero, but he's in on the script as well. He said on his nightly program that he saw in the near future transgender people taking up weapons and creating violent acts in America. You know, go figure that the next week's news cycle, that's exactly the top story. But there's a number that we call the transgender number, and it's 53. In Gematria, transgender equals 53. The name Audrey Hale's 53. The date numerology that day, 3 plus 27 plus 23, 53. Remember when Bruce Jenner, which sounds like gender, posed on the cover of Vanity Fair 53. So many 53 rituals with the swimmer, whose name is escaping me right now, the college swimmer who dominated women's swimming as a transgender. But we've documented so many 53 transgender stories over the years. It's just it's a mind-blowing list. And if anybody wants to take a moment to look up the first transgender person in the nation's history, her name is escaping me, but if you just do a web search, she'll pop up. You'll see that she was born on May 30th, 530, and died at a relatively young age on May 3rd, 53. And again, just a huge recurring pattern with transgender and 53. So they even give you a transgender shooter on the appropriate date numerology, and then the shooting in the appropriate city. They also said the shooter was 28 years old, and that matters because Joe Biden, he said that this is another reason why we need the assault weapons ban like the one we had in 94. The shooting was exactly 28 weeks from the anniversary of the assault weapons ban. That was September 13th, 94. And funny enough, that assault weapons ban was on the 256th day of the year. An assault weapons ban in gematria equals 256. If you just leave off the ban, assault weapons has gematria of 192. Audrey Hale, their birthday, March 24th, 95, was 192 days after the assault weapons ban of September 13th, 94. September 13th can also be written 13/9, like 139. Gun control equals 139. They had to give you the detail about Audrey Hale driving a Honda Fit, seemingly another not so important detail, but Honda Fit equals 139, like gun control. Again, you follow the patterns, you realize how these same numbers persist again and again in the shootings. Parkland, Florida, big 139 town, and after the Parkland shooting, we had the March for Our Lives. And actually, I almost want to double check that in real time. I want to say March for Our Lives was actually on March 27th, 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I take it back. I actually just looked up. It was actually March 24th, 2018. Audrey Hale's birthday is March 24th, funny enough.
That's fascinating. I just want to jump in here for a minute, Zach, to remind you to address the change of shoes. And did that fit into the ritual somehow?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. So, funny enough, Newsweek has put out an article saying that this is just some online nonsense conspiracy theory that's easily debunked. But I would, if anybody lets Newsweek do their thinking for them, I encourage you to look into these things yourself. I've put out a video on it. I have a zoomed-in photo so all can see. They've released two different sets of film. Well, you got the two body cam photos from the cop or videos from the cops, and then you also have the surveillance video from the school. And what all videos confirm is that the school is completely empty. You never see anybody besides police and the shooter anywhere in the video. Every classroom, office, bathroom's completely empty. Nobody's running, making any noise. Anyhow, the shooter comes in the surveillance video, which they put out first, wearing black and white Pumas. You can clearly make out the Puma's stripe. Black and white Pumas. And that video is very HD. It's not blurry at all. You can make it out clearly. Black and white Pumas. And the police body cam footage, they're in vans, and they are black shoes, like the black and white Pumas, and they do have white soles, but they have a red and yellow van stripe, not a Puma stripe, and it's colored. It's red and yellow. And there's a guy out there, you might know his name, Ole Demigard. His whole thing is it's all about the shoes. He's always pointing out the rituals they do with the shoes in the mass shootings. And of course, shoes does sound like shootings. But what's interesting is in gematria, shoes equals 66. Mass shooting also equals 66. The hero Jesuit cop who went to Loyola Academy, that also equals 66 for the record. And in this case, the shooting was exactly 66 days before the state's birthday, Tennessee, which is June 1st, a date that can be written 1/6, kind of like 16. It is the 16th state, Tennessee. But yeah, exactly 66 days before the birthday. And then in light of the later videos being showing vans, if you actually look up the company Vans, they were established in the year 66, 1966. So I wish instead of them putting out their articles, I'd love to see the Newsweek people put out I feel like that's the society we should live in. Instead of the mainstream media always censoring or YouTube censoring everybody, let's have a debate. Let's have the Newsweek person who wrote that article debate their point that they're the exact same shoes and it's just a difference in the cameras versus let's debate exactly what I'm saying right now. I don't think the Newsweek person's going to win the debate. I think everyone can clearly see one pair of shoes are Pumas and the other ones are Vans, so Newsweek answered the question, and I don't think it's arbitrary that they had Newsweek take on the point about the shoes, because Newsweek was established in the year 1933, emphasis on 33. In gematria, Newsweek equals 33. And the school, the first detail that CNN put out about the school was its address. If you ever follow CNN when a mass shooting breaks, they usually have about one paragraph written, and then it says, breaking news, follow the story that we'll update as information comes out. But right in the first paragraph, they had to let you know that the school was at 33 Burton Hills Road. And if you go to the school's website, the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, you'll see right on their website that they employ 33 teachers. And of course, the detail eventually came out that 3 adults and 3 children were killed. For anyone who follows these patterns, 33 is one of the most overused numbers day after day in news stories. It's like a signature of the propaganda. And again, one of the most important ciphers, arguably the most important cipher, the alphabetic order with the numerology, the words order, secrecy, masonry, federal, police, they all equal 33. And for people who've never noticed before, pay attention to where police stations are and where Masonic lodges are, because all throughout America, they are right next to each other. Across the street, kitty corner, a block apart. I just moved to a small town here in Washington State, Prosser, Washington. The same building has the police station and the Masonic Lodge in it. Where I used to live, Bothell, Washington, right across the street, the police station, the Masonic Lodge. It's like this all across the country. There's again, the Fraternal Order of Police is a Masonic organization. So 33, big time number in this shooting as it is in so many more. And then they had to have Newsweek come out and try and debunk the shoe thing that so many people observed with their, in my opinion, silly explanation.
Zach, I suspect you've plugged in keywords to the ciphers to maybe random events, testing for similar numerological outcomes. And I ask because it might be a stretch to have people believe there's a Truman Show-like framework behind the scenes making sure the gematria falls into place. How do you perceive this behind-the-scenes structure?
Okay, so again, it seems that all roads lead to Rome. Again, as we talked about, the knowledge was brought back to the church after the Crusades. Hundreds of years later, in the 16th century, the Jesuits come about. They want to counter the Protestant Reformation. English. By the way, if you look into the oldest English script, it goes back to the year 1011 AD to the monk Burforth of Ramsey Abbey, also Catholic. But anyhow, it seems that the Catholic Church, again, created the language as we know it, or had the final say-so in it, synced it up with the calendar, and it seems that ever since then, there's been a cabal, some kind of organization that is plotting world affairs. And I imagine as time has gone on with computers and technology, perhaps even some kind of AI that uses the formula to sort of format the news. Okay, we're going to be in this city today on this meridian because it syncs up in this way. And just like how people in the news today across all networks get essentially certain talking points, things, bullet points that have to be in their story, that they're essentially following the script but putting their own little spin on the story. For example, a police department. Really good example of how this could work. Robert Luna was sworn in right at the end of last year as, you know, the chief, where the Lunar New Year Festival shooting happened that was blamed on an older Asian man. So I feel like they have certain assets in place and they get passed down the script and they have to go along with the story and present it to, you know, the news and present it in front of the television cameras as a real type of event. I think the exact same thing's going on in Nashville. I think that they performed the drill at the school, they recorded the drill, they put out the footage of the drill, and then you have Police Chief John Drake on the television screen presenting to the cameras that this was a real tragedy. I feel like there's a centralized source that's writing the scripts, just like how in the same way that they contrive TV shows, movies, scripts on, you know, Law and Order season 5000. I feel like it's the same type of thing for the news. There's actually an old British show, Newsbenders. And if people want to look this up, there's an episode of Newsbenders and a man is being hired to write the news for 5 years in advance. And the guy who's being hired for this position thinks it's a joke. He's like, are you serious? You want me to write the news for 5 years from now? And he's like, well, why are we doing this now? And the guy who's hiring him laughs and says, now? He's like, we've been doing this for a long time. And then he kind of goes down history and said, do you think this even really happened? Like, what about this story? So if I'm communicating this correctly, again, a cabal that is highly, that is essentially the Catholic Church, perhaps even the Vatican, creating stories that get passed out to various outlets, positions of authority, government officials, police officers in the know. And again, it doesn't have to be, I'm not saying that every police officer in the department would know. Well, we just had an example here. I recently moved, but I lived in the town of Yakima, Washington, small town in Washington State. On the 24th of January, we were the national news story for a mass shooting. The Masonic Lodge in Yakima is Lodge 24. Yakima equals 24. So does the phrase the sun, kind of like how there's 24 hours in a day. Yakima is known as the Sun Valley of Washington. They said that the shooter traveled east on Route 24. As we know, the sun rises in the east. But I actually drove out to the scene of the standoff because they said they were having a standoff at his house. And then I laughed when I got there because the house was on the corner of Elmo Street. A-L-M-O, almost like Alamo. That's what I called it. I called it the standoff at almost Alamo. But then after the standoff that lasted about 8 hours, then it came out that the house was vacant and nobody was home. And then they said that the shooter committed suicide by the target. And I drove over to the target as soon as that detail broke, and there was nothing going on at the target, like how they had all the cops and all their big, you know, militarized vehicles that pretty much every police department in this nation got after 9/11. But yeah, it just seemed like it was a big joke. And then Target shooting, he commits suicide by the Target, yet there's nothing going on over there. So anyway, I feel like it's just that easy for them to get away with it. Just get in front of the cameras, tell the story. Doesn't matter if the story adds up at all, just like how they can put out a completely empty school and tell you that there was some terrible tragedy there as police officers go to room to vacant room. And I mean, you'd think if people were killed in the school and shots were fired, you'd see things broken. Scenes of distress, dead bodies, blood, none of that in the video. So anyhow, just putting out the talking points for what they want the people in authority to go to the screen and say for the day. And it doesn't matter if there's no evidence anywhere to support anything they're saying. The people of this world have been trained to believe authority. So if an authority said it, then they'll just believe it automatically. I make the same point. Had I put out a video of myself with a body camera running through an empty school, and then I showed people the footage and I said, look at how I just saved all those children in that school. Everyone I would show that footage to would be like, Zach, what are you talking about? The school was empty. I didn't see a single person in that school. But if the news puts it on, that critical analysis goes out the window. And now suddenly the thought process is, there'd have to be too many people in on it. I don't know how you could keep all those people quiet. And all these things are self-explanatory. Money keeps people quiet. The fear of losing a job will keep people quiet. People go to work every day and do corrupt things, all for the sake of maintaining their paycheck. Again, a centralized authority using the power of technology to put out a set of talking points for the day that get syndicated everywhere, and the talking heads just follow the script. That's the way I see him executing it. And again, perhaps at this day and age, maybe even a computer or some kind of AI is generating the script for the news each day. But no doubt about it, the news is scripted day after day. If you just follow gematria and date numerology, you'll see how the stories line up day after day. The stock market, rigged sports games, it's the same stuff across the board day after day.
Zach Hubbard, would you please talk about the ritual deaths of politicians, celebrities, and musicians who are members of the club? These rituals are often tragic, especially when the club member breaks out of the mind control and becomes non-compliant.
Sure. This is a really long list. I have a book out there, Letters and Numbers, that's nearly 800 pages long, and there's a chapter in that book that's over 150 pages long on celebrity death by the numbers and just showing the same recurring patterns over and over. And something that put my work on the map for a lot of people. In 2016, I had a really good year at growing the work, and that's because I called every sports championship from the start of the season dead on, and I also called the death of Prince before he died. And in light of what you just said, Prince had recently done an interview on the Tavis Smiley Show talking about geoengineering. And for anyone who's never seen Prince on Tavis Smiley talking about this, you should listen to it. His theory was that they're spraying different chemicals in the skies above major metropolitan areas to mess with people's emotions. And he said he felt like some days there was just something in the air that was making him feel angry or agitated or irritated. Little bit different take than what most people have on it. But it's just the fact that Prince went on Tavis Smiley, which was a pretty popular show at the time, and spoke so openly about this. So anyhow, Prince, the reason I was able to predict his death was because of the death of Vanity, his girlfriend from the time of his Purple Rain album. Vanity died the day of the 58th Grammys. And in Gematria, Purple Rain equals 58, as does Freemasonry, as does Secret Society, as does Fraternal. It's another big number. Sandy Hook happened on a 58 date in numerology. Covenant School, where the Nashville shooting just was, equals 58, and they compared it to Uvalde, and it happened 58 days before the Uvalde anniversary. And it's another special number, is the point to understand, 58. When Donald Trump won the 58th presidential election, he announced he was running from the 58-story Trump Tower. He hired the 58-year-old Steve Ray for Inauguration Day. Hillary put out the book about why she lost, titled What Happened, which equaled 58. But anyway, coming back to Prince. Purple Rain equals 58. Vanity died the day of the 58th Grammys. And what stood out to me was Prince, on that album, had the song I Would Die For You. And he recorded that song in the year 83. Another song that came out in 83 was on the album Synchronicity by The Police. And that song's called Murder by Numbers. And it's about how killing is the sport of the elected. It's as simple as ABC is 1, 2, 3. The word murder equals 83. So Murder by Numbers came out in 83. Prince's I Would Die For You came out in 83. Prince ended up dying on 4/21, April 21st, the Queen's birthday. 4/21 is for you. He spelled that song. He was way ahead of his time. I mean, he spelled that song like a text message. He spelled it with the number 4 and the letter U. So I would die for you. Number 4, letter U. Use the 21st letter, dies 4/21. Again, I want to make sure that point's real clear. Now, something funny that happened is they lit up Niagara Falls purple the day that Prince died. And a lot of people were confused. They said, wait a minute, how can they already have this tribute with the purple lights this fast on the day Prince dies? And then the media came out and said, oh, no, 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 no. That's not for Prince. That's for Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. It was her birthday. For the record, in Gematria, purple equals 88. So does Elizabeth. So does Trump. When Trump came out to Queen, We Are the Champions at his 2016 convention, he got criticized for that, but that was 88 days after Elizabeth's birthday. The movie Joker also came out on the day, leaving 88 days left in the year. But anyhow, them lighting up Niagara Falls purple the day Prince died of Purple Rain, who was dating Vanity at the time, what a lot of people didn't catch is that Vanity is from Niagara Falls. She was a beauty queen winner in Niagara Falls. His death was 67 days from Vanity's death. From her death to his was a span of 67 days. It's another fateful pattern in numbers. In Gematria, blood sacrifice equals 67. So does human sacrifice. Big headline this past week, the death of the drag queen in the UK at age 67, the comedian who just dropped dead unexpectedly. What people didn't catch about that is he died 201 days after the Queen, and the Queen died 201 days after her COVID diagnosis, and a big headline in the UK was the death of Captain Tom, who was known for the Burma campaign, who died the day before Burma's government fell to its military, but he died 201 days after being knighted by the Queen. Again, 201 is a number that traces back to Event 201. We can get into that the next time. If you follow celebrity death patterns, numbers that will come up again and again in their deaths. We talked about 74 at the beginning, and three of the first five presidents dying on 74. The word killing is 74. That number shows up a lot. Another number that shows up a ton is 83. Murder equals 83. If you do it the small way, murder also equals 38. If you have a minute, look up the movie poster, Murder by Numbers, just like the police song. It's the same title. On the cover, they changed the E to the 3 and the B to the 8. No other letters are changed to numbers. 3883, murder 38 and 83, the song out in 83. But you just look through celebrity deaths in history, you'll see how often the same numbers come up. 83, 38, 74, 67. It's over and over. And the same numbers that show up in the celebrity deaths show up in the big ritual killings. Nashville, they said that a survivor of the 7-4 Highland Park killing just happened to be in Nashville that day. And it was exactly 38 weeks after the Nashville shooting. It was also 163 days after the mayor's birthday, which is the 38th prime. With regards to 38 and death, this nation's capital on the 38th parallel north, Washington, D.C., the killing epicenter, if you will, the Pentagon, the word Pentagon is 38. Another word that has to do with 38 in death is pandemic. Anthony Fauci stepped down after 38 years of serving his position at the NIH since the infamous year of 1984. Of course, he's a Jesuit. That Murder by Numbers movie poster, that movie, Sandra Bullock's the big star of the film. Sandra Bullock equals 83. The movie released 38 weeks after her birthday while she was in her 38th year of life. So again, there really are 1,000 celebrity deaths I could get into, but rather than do that, I would encourage the listener out there to go look into the celebrity you think about, and you will likely see the exact numbers that I'm talking about. 38, 67, 74, 83, the date numerology, the distance from the birthday. Over and over, I'm talking about the same things week after week. It really is amazing how fast it all compiles. And just so people understand, when a celebrity dies, it often really hurts people's emotional energy because so many people live vicariously through these celebrities. 38 is a number that connects with all these words: death, murder, killing, RIP. Also, English, gematria, energy. All of these words are 38. This nation's capital is on the 38th parallel, and Pentagon equals 38, and it's responsible for death and killing all over the world. And again, you learn this knowledge, you start to really put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Oh, definitely. And I have a lot more questions to ask. We didn't get to them, but it'd be great to have you back on very soon in the coming weeks, so we'll try to arrange that. If listeners want to catch your broadcast and stay in touch with you, how would they do that?
Sure. I have a website. It's gematriaeffect.news. Gematria is spelled like Jim, G-E-M, and then A-T-R-I-A, Gematria Effect with a E, .news. And then on YouTube, I'm Gematria Effect News. I have the channel number 25, 24, 23, 22. I also have Gematria Effect Sports. The reason I have so many channels is because I'm constantly suspended. And if you're not familiar, if you get 3 strikes within a 3-month period, they delete your channel all the way. I've had that happen to me 20-some times. So now my new trick is to just shuffle channels and wait till the strikes expire so as to keep the work up. But yeah, I really appreciate the interview and the questions and would love to come back.
And a big thank you to longtime friend Steve White for helping to connect us and get this interview out there.
Thank you, Steve. Indeed. Great man.
Thank you so much, Zach Hubbard with GematriaEffect.news, for being on In Other News.
Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.